your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Democrat endorsed candidate to be the Democrats' attorney general on the November ballot, Ellie Savitt. Plans on inheriting the Attorney General's office's charges against Faye Baydoun, a Democratic donor who allegedly misspent a $20 million grant from the state of Michigan. While not wanting to comment on Baydoun's pending case, the candidate said, "I don't care what political party you are from if you're stealing money from taxpayers." Savitt says, "I'm going to be careful in talking about any particular case, given that it is likely that it will be one that I will inherit as the next attorney general. But make no mistake about this. I don't care who you are. I don't care what political party you're from. If you're stealing money from taxpayers of the state of Michigan, if you're misappropriating it for your own personal benefit, if you're breaking the law by doing so, you will be held accountable." Joining MERS News Service on Monday's podcast, Savitt says, as Attorney General, he will go wherever the evidence and the law leads him, without fear or failure. What are they talking about? Well, May 6th, last week, last Wednesday, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Democrat, charged Faye Baydoun with 16 counts related to a $20 million grant that legislators appropriated in the budget back in 2022. Money was set aside for a Dearborn-based nonprofit that was intended to serve as a business incubator, influencer, with ties to the Arab American Chamber of Commerce, supposedly created to attract overseas startups in medical services, engineering, and agriculture to invest and build in Michigan. The charges against Baydoun are likely to be repeated talking points this election cycle. How? Why? Because the Republicans are likely to target Baydoun's reputation as a Democratic donor, an ally to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. For example, already U.S. Congressman John James, who's running for governor, described the charges as Governor Whitmer's Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which administered the grant, was getting busted for corruption. James went on to say, we need to have a government that will earn back our trust. And right now, with the waste, fraud, and abuse that we have identified, these are the types of things that steal from your pockets that make Michigan one of the places that people want to avoid. I'm going to be bringing in people into my administration. They're going to sign a pledge, basically, essentially, an ethics honor code. It's going to be a term of their employment. If they won't sign it, I won't hire them. Well, additionally, Tuesday morning, today, the Michigan Republican Party will host a press conference on the steps of the state capitol to discuss Badoon's charges and make additional demands of high-profile Democrats who accepted money from Badoon. See, this is what basically happened. Who is Faye Badoon? Oakland County resident, fundraiser for Democrats. She loves Democrat Party. She loves Democrat candidates. And her position was to raise money for them. What the Republicans are saying is she took $20 million from the MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, for this fake business. And then she filtered the $20 million to Democrat candidates. Any Democrat who got money from Faye Badoon is going to be a target by the Republicans. Well, on yesterday's podcast, the Democrat Attorney General endorsed candidate Savitt addressed the Republican accusations that Dana Nessel used the Attorney General's office as a political weapon. She never goes after Republicans. Not true. She only goes after Republicans. She never goes after Democrats. Well, now, finally, in her last year of office, Dana Nessel is going after a Democrat. Savitt, the Democrat endorsed candidate for Attorney General, said, of course, I have different political philosophies than Republicans do. That's why we're in different political parties. But I don't think that there's some things on which we can't find common ground. Consumer protection. People being ripped off by artificial intelligence. That's something that affects Democrats, independents, and Republicans. And there's stuff that the Attorney General can do alone on that. And I intend to. But we need much stronger laws on these issues. For example, Savitt described wanting to penalize a business that charge people differently just based on how much they want something, that they need something, figured out based on data algorithms. He's claiming that there's different prices for people based on artificial intelligence creating data algorithms, primarily healthcare, car insurance, even estate financial planning. There's one situation where if someone's online algorithm signals that they're sick, a customer at home with the flu could be charged more for over-the-counter medicine than a customer who's just simply trying to restock their cabinet. Okay. Savitt also talked about wanting to go after chatbots that have been accused in other states of encouraging people to kill themselves. I give a lot of credit to some of the innovative programs that Dana Nessel has stood up in the Attorney General's office, bringing, for example, sexual assault fugitives to justice, helping prosecutor offices investigate and prosecute unsolved cold case rape cases. That's not a partisan issue. That's something that all of us should want done. So the bottom line, Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel going after Democrat Faye Baydoun? Well, according to this Democrat candidate for Attorney General, he will continue the prosecutions against her. Very interesting story about this upcoming potential Democrat Attorney General. Short story announcement. Breaking news this morning. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency for Oakland County after a 42-inch water transmission main ruptured, causing widespread water pressure issues and boil water advisory in parts of Oakland County. The water line in question serves Rochester Hills and Auburn Hills, parts of Lake Orion and Orion Township. Whitmer said, "We are activating all available state resources to help support the impacted communities, restore water service as quickly as possible, and ensure Michiganders have access to safe drinking water." So, Oakland County's officials have been issued local emergency declarations. The plans are in place. Final segment today's show.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Just in from the Gateway Pundit. Huge election integrity victory. A Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed judge forces Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to stop hiding critical voting data from the public. Another major victory for election integrity, transparency. The Michigan Court of Claims just slammed the brakes on the Michigan Bureau of Elections' blatant attempt to hide how voters actually cast their ballots. In an opinion ordering and granting summary disposition to the plaintiff, Court of Claims Judge Christopher Yates ruled in favor of longtime election integrity advocate Fani Mantovani. He's the founder of Check My Vote. In his Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Bureau of Elections, the fight was over the Bureau's sudden decision in March 2024 to begin redacting the very all-important voter type column from the qualified voter files. This column shows whether each voter cast their vote on election day, ED, early in-person voting, EV, or absentee ballot with an A. For years, this critical information was publicly available. Then, under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the Bureau of Elections quietly started stripping it out of the qualified voter files, claiming it was necessary to protect the secret ballot. Judge Christopher Yates was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to the Michigan Court of Appeals, wasn't buying Benson's story about why they needed to hide the very simple truth about how people voted. Court ruled that the vast majority of voting type information must be released to the public under the Freedom of Information Act. The judge made it crystal clear that the Bureau failed to prove any valid FOIA exemption or any constitutional reason to redact the data for every voter in the entire state. The judge noted that the limited redaction might be justified only in extreme rare cases involving very small precincts. Court agrees with the plaintiff that the majority of vast voting type information should be publicly available. So, congratulations to Fani Matravati, checkmyvote.org, winning in court against Jocelyn Benson in the Bureau of Elections. Well, just to remind you guys, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, my wife, is doing a legal defense fund. She's raising money to hire an attorney to sue Jocelyn Benson's rules. These are rules that she put out to county and township clerks that they must follow in this year's elections. Those rules violate not one, but two federal statutes. The Help America Vote Act and the National Voter Registration Act. In preparing her answers back to Jonathan Brader, the director of Bureau of Elections, Clerk Bishop found that these rules violate two federal statutes. And she is willing to hire an attorney and to sue Jocelyn Benson from implementing those rules this election year. One where she's running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Clerk Bishop believes the rules could potentially help Benson twist the rules to her advantage and potentially help her become the next governor of the state of Michigan. If you want to donate to the Legal Defense Fund, text me DONATE, 231-360-5140. Text me DONATE, and I'll send you the link. This Secretary of State should not be allowed to be anywhere near her office during this year's August 4th primary and the November general election. So what has she done? She claims that she's recusing herself from all election activities and allowing Jonathan Brader, her director of Bureau of Elections, to basically run the elections. He's already going after certain clerks. This guy should not be overseeing the election either. And so that's what Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop wants to fight in court. You want to help? Text me, donate. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Losing my voice. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the